Last month marked the 90th anniversary of the birth of Billie Holiday, the occasion for a commemorative CD and DVD collection that surveys her 25-year recording career and various film and television appearances. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it offers plenty of good stuff to listen to and look at.
Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Folks talk of Billie Holiday as though her life were an open book. But few jazz giants, let alone defining artists of the 20th century, have been so willfully misrepresented in life or after. Many people still think she was a blues specialist, maybe because her autobiography was called Lady Sings the Blues. The best thing about the new Holiday Ultimate Collection, so-called, is a DVD including her appearances on three 1950s TV shows, where she trots out a few of the blues she did sing. She does Fine and Mellow on a famous CBS special, and Billy's Blues on ABC's forgotten series Stars of Jazz, which played up the blues angle to plug the autobiography.
Some men like me cause I'm happy. Some cause I'm snappy. Some call me honey. Others think I've got money. Some tell me, Billy, baby, you built for speed.
Lady Sings the Blues, the book, eventually became a howlingly bad Diana Ross movie, a bathrobe-tearing display designed to elicit more admiration for Ross than Holiday. The book is actually pretty good, even if it's not particularly accurate, and was in fact written and pieced together from old interviews by Bill Dufty of the New York Post. A loyal friend of the end, Dufty brought out Billy's sense of humor. "To me, she was the funniest woman in the world," he said. It's one key to her greatness lost on some holidayologists.
Don't lose your head, then lose your guy. You can't lose a broken heart. If you ever break up, then try to make up. It's tough to make a brand new start. Take a walk, think it over. While strolling neath the moon, don't say things in December, you'll regret in June.
Also on that DVD are clips from a 1933 Duke Ellington short in which Lady sings the blues after being unceremoniously dumped on her tush by a faithless lover. The director called for 50 takes, she complained later. There are also a couple of songs from the dreadful 1947 Birth of Jazz film New Orleans, which cast Holiday as a housemaid. I haven't seen that turkey in ages, but seeing her briefly josh with Louis Armstrong's band, or gracefully lift an eyebrow to lean on a lyric, it's clear Holiday had real glamour and screen presence. She might even have made it in Hollywood had there been more decent parts for African Americans. When a movie of her life was discussed in the 50s, Ava Gardner and the blonde Lana Turner were in the running.
I fell in love with you the first time I looked into them eyes. And you have a certain little cute way of flirting with them eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. I'm falling, no stalling, in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you started something. With them eyes, you'd better look out, little brown eyes, if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. Oh, baby, them eyes.
Billie Holiday, 1949. The two CDs in the 90th birthday set are a respectable survey of her recordings, drawing on all her major phases and label deals. There are a few too many medium tempos, and it skimps on the early stuff, but no grievous omissions. Holiday fans used to be sharply divided between partisans of her girlish 30s records and fans of her weathered later years, when you could hear every cigarette, heartbreak, and drug bust in her cracking voice. Hearing her at every stage, you realize the middle years of the 1940s is the real cream. She still had the young singer's agility, but was already wading into the emotional depths. With some rare research interviews tucked onto the DVD, alongside tinsel like an eye strain-inducing biographical sketch, this set's like a Viking portable Billie Holiday, a standard collection of major works for easy reference.
For you, maybe I'm a fool, but it's fun. People say you'll rule me with one wave of your hand. Baby, it's grand. They just don't understand living for you is easy living. It's easy to live. But you,
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas and is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed the CD-DVD set, Billie Holiday, The Ultimate Collection.